This is KUT. After weeks of pressure from civil rights attorneys, Texas health officials have released the abortion data for 2014. That's the first full year a state abortion law, which was recently struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, was in effect. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the data provides some insight into some of the ramifications of that law.
The ACLU of Texas spent weeks asking health officials to release statewide abortion data from 2014. That's the first year abortion clinics had to comply with House Bill 2. That's the same abortion law the U.S. Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional just this week. The ACLU says the state was holding back public information. State officials say it wasn't ready. Well, the state finally released the information, and Heather Busby with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas says she's not surprised to see abortion numbers dropped lower than the national average.
Because we knew all along that HB2, the true intent was to make access to legal abortion difficult, if not impossible, and to force clinics to shut down. And that's exactly what HB2 did. The Supreme Court recognized that, and the data that was just released backs that up.
From one year to the next, data shows there were almost 9,000 fewer abortions in Texas. The biggest decrease was in medication abortions. That's a non-surgical abortion obtained by taking a pill. In 2013, there were more than 16,000 in Texas. The following year, there were fewer than 5,000. Busby says tough restrictions on medical abortions in HB2 made it harder than ever to get that type of abortion, which is largely preferred by women seeking an abortion. However, the FDA updated protocol for the drug earlier this year, which Busby says has made it easier for Texas women to get those types of abortions.
And anecdotally, that's what I'm hearing from providers, is that they're more able to offer that, and they're seeing people accessing medication abortion. However, we do have a legislative session coming up, and we have incredibly hostile lawmakers.
Busby says she fully expects lawmakers will revisit ways to tighten rules for medication abortions once more. She also says the data released yesterday shows that clinic closures had the biggest impact on women of color. According to 2014 numbers, Hispanic women experienced the sharpest decrease in abortions compared to all other women in Texas. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.